I'm very happy for audiences to remain silent and just listen to the music. After all, that's the point, isn't it? Let's encourage audiences to respect the art, not the opposite. Welcome back to another episode of the BYOM podcast, the career podcast for classical musicians. My name is Bernhard Karis, and I am sorry that you hopefully missed me for quite some time, but I took a bit of a summer break and was focused on a couple of other things. But I'm very happy to be back, and I'll try my best to be back regularly again until the winter, when it gets too cold to think too much. I'm very happy for audiences to remain silent and just listen to the music. Well, that was the quote of a Twitter answer to a question I posted out there, where I said, we expect our audiences to be completely silent and quiet, as if they should not disturb our almost religious music making. What if we were to do that differently? How would you do it differently? That was the question I posted out there on Twitter, and that was one of a couple of great answers I got. And I found that really interesting, especially the last sentence, let's encourage audiences to respect the art and not the opposite. And well, there you see, I think there we are in a bit of a dilemma. For whom are we actually making music? Are we making music for this undefinable thing we call art? Or is it actually for the people who are listening to it? And why do I mention that? Well, I mention that because I'm always driving for different kinds of experiences and making classical music more accessible. And that's the real reason for that, because I think the art is so great that more people should enjoy it than the 1.2 to max 10% of a normal population. But I don't think we can do that if they need to worship the art. We need to do that differently. But I don't have the answer for that. So what we are actually doing is at the end of that month, we have a crazy classical music lab. We do that online. It's a 1 week online course to use tools which are not necessarily used in classical music or the arts, but which are used in entrepreneurship, and to see actually if and how they could make sense for our wonderful projects and for bringing classical music to more people. And that brings me back to the audiences. Now, you might have heard in a couple of podcasts from me that unfortunately the way we expect audiences to behave in concert halls and opera houses is something like 150 years old. Since then, that hasn't changed. Now let's think a bit about that. If just imagine for a second you're going out to have a great dinner with your beloved one. And what you need to do is actually you need to queue at a counter, and then you need to tell them what you want to have. Then you need to wait in that line and pay, and then you get that on a plastic tray to sit down with your beloved one at a table and eat your food. That's the process, right? If you go to a fast food restaurant. And it works really well if you're in for fast food. But just imagine now for a second that the food you get there is not another hamburger, but is the most delicious Japanese sushi food or any kind of other food you really love, or any kind of French food. It's haute cuisine, it's something really special. And still you expect people to wait in line, order at a counter, pay there, get a plastic tray, get the food wrapped in some paper, this really wonderful sushi you were looking for, or the steak you couldn't wait for having for, or any of this fusion food, anything of this great stuff, and you sit down at a plastic table with some paper on there to have this fantastic food. with your beloved one. That sounds a bit strange, doesn't it? It's as strange as actually taking someone out for a good drink, for a good glass of champagne, and you get it in a plastic cup, because they serve all the drinks in plastic cups. That doesn't really fit, does it? And it's the same with music. We have a lot of different kind of ways of fantastic music out there. And yes, there is certain music where I think it might be really best to just sit quietly, close your eyes and enjoy the music. But other music kind of encourages us to get up and dance, to clap, to do whatever. So starting to think about what the music actually can enable people to do, how people can enjoy the music even more than just sitting quietly at often a very uncomfortable chair. So my quest is actually to find ways where you can and enjoy music even greater, where you can enjoy this art in an even better way than just sitting in a concert hall at an uncomfortable place. And I can give you some examples, because that is actually not so much out of the world. So a simple example was a couple of years ago here in Vienna, there was a concert by a piano trio, which was done together with a couple of winemakers and wine lovers. Now what they did, and it was really fantastic, is they paired wine and music. And not only that, you were actually allowed and encouraged to drink the wine during the music was playing. And they build up the program and the wines throughout the concert, so that by the last piece, you were a bit kind of intoxicated and you listened to the music completely differently. And it was a wonderful, deep experience, and one of the concerts I still have in my mind. There are other concerts, and people have tried it out, with people actually having the ability to lie down on the floor, to bring their babies, to actually be blindfolded in a room. There are endless opportunities. And I think that, especially in the current times of COVID, and hopefully please post-COVID times, that we have the space to experiment with that, and that we definitely should do that. And the reason behind that is that I, at least, and I might be proven wrong, see two really huge trends where we need to get different audiences back to classical music. The one trend is that, and that's actually in the history, that we know that classical music audiences are normally 60 plus, and I don't have a problem with that. Because they were 60 plus also 20 years ago and 40 years ago. It has something to do where you are at, which stage you are in your life. Now, if the average audience is 60 plus, and there are a lot of people who are 70 plus and 80. Now, because many of these people haven't been out for 2 years, it is really difficult for them to imagine to go out again at night to the city to hear a concert. And I do hope that we find ways, actually, that many of these people do come back to enjoy the music which they enjoyed so much for many, many years. But just expecting them to come back to a 7:30, 8 o'clock p.m. concert, especially in winter at night, that will be a hard sell. So we need to rethink that. So we will miss that audience a bit. On the other hand, I think that many people are eager to experience something together again emotionally after having been alone or in home offices or just with a few people for such a long time. And what better way is to experience something emotionally together than music? But just not if you need to sit in a chair for 2 hours or twice 50 minutes, which is uncomfortable and silent. So especially the younger ones who are, I think, really eager to listen to something, to have this emotional experience, to think about how we could build that experience in a way that makes it really fascinating. Well, if you do have ideas or examples, I would love to hear them. reach out to me, and I'm very happy to invite you here to that podcast to actually speak about them. It would be awesome to have you. But also think about our course, and I'm sorry to mention that a second time, because that will be a great way at the end of August to actually try that out with all the tools we have ready for you to get you thinking and probably even testing some of these ideas in a way which you have never thought. So it's the kind of, it's really called the Crazy Classical Music Lab, because we all want to be crazy for some time to come up with something which is different, which people really enjoy, which people love, and so that we can go for that. Well, it's good to be back, and thanks so much for listening. My name is Bernhard Karis, and you listen to the BYOM career podcast for classical musicians, and it's also an entrepreneurship podcast, I would say. Do reach out if you have any suggestions or ideas. I would love to hear from you, especially around the topic of creating a very different experience for classical music than sitting in uncomfortable chairs. Thanks so much. Till soon.